holding in the Avodah of Shabbos Kodesh. So, we're starting in Lel Shabbos, or Shabbos Maise Bereshis, the Avodah of Lel Shabbos, the Emunah in Boir Ha'olam. Shabbos Day is Shabbos Matan Torah. We said it in the Pesidur, Turas Meramez, it's the Loshon HaTfilah by day. Yismach Moshe v'matnas chelko, iki even ne'emon k'roso loy, ba'omdi lefonecho al har Sinai, v'shnei luchi savoni moiri b'yodei, v'kosu b'em shmir ha-shabos, v'chein kosu b'seirosecho, b'skrov, b'forshim shtel, what is the lotion? Shtei luchi savoni moiri b'yodei, v'kosu b'em shmir ha-shabos, v'chein kosu b'seirosecho. ושומרו בני ישראל עשה שבס וכן כוסו בסייר עושך שתי הלוחס אז נשכן תראה שתי לוחי סבונים מהירית בידוי וכוסו בהם שמיר השבס וכן כוסו בסייר עושך תראה זה עושה שתי לוחי סבונים אז וכן כוסו בסייר עושך פשוטים פשוט היועסר מורווח אז What says in the Torah? Shomu bnei Yisrael es haShabbos. Las is es haShabbos lederoisom bris oilom. Beini uven bnei Yisrael oisi leoilom. It's a bris. Shabbos is not only a zeicha lemaise bereishis. Shabbos was a bris in between the Rebbeinu shel Olam and the Klal Yisrael. The luchas. And be'etzem also the bris. More the psukim, the bris, the Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Aseres HaDibros, this was the time Klal Yisrael came into a bris with the Ribbono Shel Olam. So, shtei luchi savoni moirit beyodoi, v'kosu bohem shmir ha-shabbos, v'chem kosu b'seir osecho. And the same thing is written in the Torah, that the Shabbos is a bris in between the Ribbono Shel Olam and Klal Yisrael. This is the Hemshech, V'lein Nesatoi Hashem Elokeinu Legei Ha'arotzois, V'lein Chaltoi Malkeinu Loiv Defsilim, V'gam V'menuchosoi Lo Yishkinu Ha'reilim, Goy Sheshov Aschayev Mise. It only belongs to Klal Yisrael. Goy Sheshov Aschayev Mise. This is Shabbos Matan Torah. There's two parts in Shabbos Matan Torah. First, we have to know, Chazal say that Kovod Va'Oinek Shabbos by day is more important from night. If a person has Oinek Shabbos that he could do by night, or Oinek Shabbos that he could do by day, the halacha is Kovod Yoim Odif. Not like, you know, you see some Bochrim, Lel Shabbos they have the tie, Shalashudas you see them without the tie. You know, these Bochrim don't have no Shaychus to Shabbos. They get dressed because it's pretty, V'Oraya. The more Shabbos goes, they start to drop off the clothes of Shabbos. First you see it like only open, then you see it bichlal disappears. And you know, these bochim don't have shaychus to Shabbos. They like them, they like to dress nice. Rachmana sanzeh. But it could be they were never yoytze kovod Shabbos. Chazal say, kovod yoyim odif. If you have a tie, so by day. If you could wear it only by Shabbos afternoon, it's the best. Not fakir. Press the button. So, this is Be'etzem why? Because Be'etzem, the Yesod of Shabbos, is Shabbos in the day, is Be'etzem more important from Shabbos by night. Shabbos by night is Zeicher L'Maisa Bereshis, this is the Emunah Apshuta. So the person has to be over than the Emunah in the Boir Ha'olam. This is Shabbos Zeicher L'Maisa Bereshis. And that Be'etzem, a goy also could have Shaychus. To believe that Boir Ha'olam created the world, everyone could have Shaychus. Shabbos, by day, Shabbos Matan Torah, is two parts of it. Hashem made a Shabbos, Chazal say, Matono Toivo Yeshli Bebez Gnozai, V'Shabbos Shmo. V'ani Roitze Litmo Le'Yisrael. Lech V'Hidiyam. They have to know they're getting a special Shabbos. Matono Toivo Yeshli Bebez Gnozai, V'Shabbos Shmo. ואני רואה את זה ליתנו לישראל. שבס די, the שבס מתנתרה, is two חלוקים. One חלק is the bris in between כלל ישראל and the ריבונו של עולם. A person, the Gemara says, a person that is mechal al Shabbos is considered a pikoiras. You're not allowed to drink his wine. We know chil Shabbos. Mechal al Shabbos. Mechal Shabbos b'farhesia. His wine is yayin nesach. Why? Kadosh Baruch Hu made that Shabbos with klal Yisrael. This is the ois that you are yid. If you keep Shabbos, this is the chesemes. Say, ma'asim b'chofetz Chaim was a yid. He had a store. He closed the store, then it opened. Closed the store, then it opened. Closed the store, then it opened. Then he closed the store. Chofetz Chaim said he's not going to open it again. Chofetz Chaim, how you know? He said, no. He said, no, all the first three times he left the sign outside. This time he took off the sign that is a store there. Twice days he's not coming back. So the Chofetz Chaim said, the Shabbos is the sign of a Yid. As a Yid, but he keeps Shabbos. He has the tzetl, I'm a Yid. When he takes off the tzetl of Shabbos, he lost. He took off the sign that he's a Shabbos, that he's a Yid. Why? So, I could express before that, for sure, because it shows in the Emunah and Beir HaOlam, v'chulei v'chulei. But the Yeseida Dvorim, the Yeseida Dvorim is, Shabbos is the bris bein you ben b'nei Yisrael. Kodesh Baruch Hu made a way that a Yid shows that he has Shaychus to the Ribbono Shel Olam. This is the bris. This is the simah that I'm a Yid. B'meile, when a person is mechabed Shabbos, he's mechabed the bris. Lehavdil, Elif Alfa Avdolis, you know, the goyim have, you know, when you're in the army, like, you know, they give you like 1 star, 2 stars, 5 stars, different kind of, you know, to show, it shows how choshev you are. You win something in the war, you know, you manage to kill some terrorists, you get a echad b'sazah. The more you do zalchim, they give you all different as a chachkalach. You know, it's mamish chachkalach. But if a person, you know, this is like the most coveted gezach, a person behalzach, you know, the sign of a yid, the Chofetz Chaim said, is a Shabbos. When a person is mechabed the Shabbos, he shows that by him, to be shaykhis to the Ribbono Shel Olam, to believe in the Ribbono Shel Olam. This is the Yom Menucha, even if he doesn't understand. I want to tell you, in these Zachen, kach gibaldi merabbo Yisai, first thing is the Peule. Then, we'll get to the Machshoves. Medaber Dovo, Nimtzei Cheftzecho, She Diburcho Bechol Ki Diburcho B'Shabes, She Asokcho Bechol Ki Asokcho B'Shabes. A person has to show he's Mechabed Shabbos. And this is the reason Kovid Yom Odif. This is the Iker Shabbos is the Yom. The Iker Shabbos is the Yom. If a person takes off his tie when it comes to Shalosh Shudas, he doesn't understand why the Avla is so bad. He shows that by him Shabbos, it's a day that you get dressed. It's a day, but not every minute of it. He got dressed before Shabbos, it's all organized. Shabbos afternoon ready. So he's not Mechabed Shabbos. When a person shows that the Shabbos by him is Eilike Shabbos, Kovedike Shabbos, so every second of the Shabbos is Mechabed. Every second of the Shabbos. Fakir, Koved Yoim Odif. Fakir, by day, it's more important to show the Koved of Shabbos, to Mechabed the Shabbos. I know people, when it's a little bit chilly outside, they go with a coat in Shabbos. I asked him, why do you go with a coat on Shabbos? He said, you know, well, he will go not with a coat, and he'll be a little bit cold. On Shabbos, he'll be a little bit not cold. So he's makbid. If he checks it's cold, he wears a coat. Shabbos to go outside and not to be a little bit cold, chas v'shalom. He's mechabit Shabbos. He's mechabit Shabbos. See, in the place came all different halachas that a person has to be makbid not to do, because if that, he will have a tirche, and it'll be felt in covered Shabbos. So the first chalik of Shabbos Matan Torah, it's two chalokim, I don't want to be madgish. The first chalik is the Matan Torah shebo yishtiluchi savonim hoiri b'yodoi because kosu b'em shmi ha-Shabbos v'chin kosu b'sei yosecho, that it's a bris. By me, this shows that I'm maimin in the Ribbono Shel Olam. What is the bris? You could have the bris from yesterday night. Ki sheish yizom osa Hashem es ha-shamayim v'sa-oretz, like loshon ha-posuk, I'm maimin in the Ribbono Shel Olam. And second of all, it's like a chasana. מתון הטובה יש לי ובסגנוזי ושבשמו. ואני רואה צליטנו לישראל. השם says, I have it as a present, I want to share it with Klal Yisrael. And I'm giving them Shabbos. And when Klal Yisrael keep the Shabbos of the Ribbono Shel Olam, they're keeping the present. When you give a present to a person, if you see his machshav the present, you're very happy, you feel numb. If he drops the present, you feel very baledic, very upset, very hurt. Person has to machshav the bris of the Ribbono Shel Olam. This is mitzad echot. Mitzad sheni steht in Sforim, Shabbos matan Torah means that Shabbos is an inyan to sit and learn Torah. Mishnah Berurah brings down the zechiyuv to mechadash chidushim on Shabbos. If everyone is machmir to Chofetz Chaim, Chofetz Chaim says, put on tefillin, one of them, Mishnah Berurah says, you have to mechadash chidushim on Shabbos. Some shita saw that if you learn new gemaras, you yoytze that shita of chiyuv mechadash chidushim on Shabbos. You know, everyone is masking to that or not. Neshi Arayin is Baruchi to Mechadash Chidushim, so he could look maybe in a new Zach that he never saw. In Goen state, that when you learn one word in Shabbos, it's exactly 613 times, the Hainu. When you learn one word, you have one mitzvah. Two words, two mitzvahs. In Shabbos, one word, 613. Second word, 262 or 64. Six. Yeah. 26. So, Pshat in this Goyen, again, I mean, you know, believes the Goyen, but let me understand that we believe the Goyen. Why? Why is it like that? So, no, so I'm a rational thing because it's so hard to learn in Shabbos. I heard once about a Balabatish Pshat in the Shul something. Yeah? But what is the MS? Weißt du, Shabbos and Teire is the most connected. Morgen sagt in Masech Shabbos, Hakol Moedim Shabbos Shabbos Nifna Teire. The original Matan Teire, when Rebbe Shalom went down to Har Sinai, was in Shabbos. It's Tam. Why it happened in Shabbos? Because Shabbos is the day. Shabbos is the day. We know, in the Bria, nothing happens in a mistake. Shabbos is the day. Shabbos Matan Teire. So we have one halacha, you have to mechadash chidushim. Because it's Kabbalah Satira in Shabbos. I have one raya that you don't have to be a Balmoifis to know that Shabbos is the most chosh of a day to learn, because you see that most people learn the least in Shabbos. So of course, that the Shabbos is for him, that if you want to know what is the most chosh of a mitzvah, see what most people don't do. What most people don't do, B'derech Klal is the most chosh of a zach. The Yitzhak doesn't bother him that people love his dog and, you know, will go to Atzala. You see, everyone goes to Atzala, yeah? Not design on it, yeah? To help in the chayla, yeah? People fight to go there. Why is this not so choshu, yeah? But every mitzvah you see that everyone wants to do, it's the klal. When you see people don't want to, if someone feels, my mother told me, she was a little girl, she was living with one of the gedolim, in the same building, in Bar Park. So she was a little girl, she was living in the bottom floor, and that other gadol was living in the top floor. Forget, he was living in the bottom floor and they were living in the top floor. So one morning, she was running out somewhere. So that Adam Godel, he was older already, he was sitting in the window. And he asked her, where are you running? So she said, I'm running to do a mitzvah. Told her, a mitzvah leif mishazei gich. A mitzvah you don't run so quick. You're not going for a mitzvah. A mitzvah you don't run so quick. A mitzvah leif mishazei gich. Person has to know how much hours you learned the last Shabbos. Some people better not to ask, yeah? You know, Shabbos is sleep that they will have krech for tomorrow to learn. Tomorrow is sleep that they have a krech for the week to learn. And with the Shabbos, they can't fall asleep because they slept the whole Shabbos. Because those are the guys of Shabbos. Why do you think it's like that? Had to be, if I had a cheshbon, I could learn Friday and I could learn Shabbos. And I could learn in Shabbos and every minute I get 613 minutes. Is it said I would not sit and learn? It's a push. And I'm telling you it now, and you know that this Shabbos you're right to not learn. Because it's so hard. Because Hakol Moedim Shabbos Nitna Toyo. Shabbos day. It's a famous myself, the Chibina Rov. Chibina Rov, Shabbos afternoon, he was resting, and a kid was knocking on the door, knocking on the door, knocking on the door. Kids are knocking, knocking, knocking. Chibina Rov gets up, he asks the kid, what do you want? he told him, for this you woke up the Shabina Rav? So the kid said, what, the Shabina Rav sleep Shabbos afternoon? The Shabina Rav from then never went to sleep Shabbos afternoon. He said, if a kid understands that the Shabina Rav cannot sleep Shabbos afternoon, I'm not allowed to go into bed. If a kid understands that Shabina Rav sleep Shabbos afternoon, so I can't go into bed. I'm asking, Mishnah Berurah brings down the Bnei Teire, have to rest a little bit on Shabbos. I think he speaks about 60 minutes there. The Hetter from the Ari. Beetzem, in the Shulchan Aruch state that you have to sit and learn the whole Shabbos. As they state in Mishnah Berurah. They learn the Atayra, they learn the whole week. Mishnah Berurah says they could have a Menucha on Shabbos, they could rest an hour or something, Mishnah Berurah brings down. But Hakol Moedim Sheb Shabbos Nitna Teire. Hakol Moedim. Bocha has to know. Some people that take the Inyan from Shabbos, Baruch Hashem, serious. They do the Achonos before Shabbos. They try to take it to Misale, to have that Tzlocha before Shabbos. They try to Misale. Then Leil Shabbos, David, Zeichel Amayis Bereishis. Bocha told me, Mamish, all the things that I said and I didn't say to do for Shabbos, Mamish. He really got Mamash to the Ilomas, he was touching the Ilomas now. And he doesn't feel that he's changing. I asked him if he learns in Shabbos. He said, no. He davens for hours and, you know, sings Alas Mirs from one side to the other, you know, backwards, straight, and Alas Ot Negunim, you know, every sing five, four, five different tunes. It's not sad. How can Moedim Sheb Shabbos Nit Natera? Why Kiras Atera was in Shabbos? This was the halacha. This man the kriyas haTorah, and then they had shtayim mikro ve'echot targums given a chiyuv. Meikar adinim shavuos says the time to learn it is in Shabbos. Kachol yatzura. Promise we take away the tzura. The kriyas haTorah for us is garnish, but we don't relate it anymore. Yeah, the targum don't understand the word. The Rashi we don't have time to say. Yeah, the kriyas haTorah is garnished. The learn we don't learn. And what is Shabbos kodesh? Shabbos kodesh. Where is the Shabbos kodesh? We're left with the zmiras and the chum and the fish. Person has to know. Hakol moedim shebeshabbos nitna Torah. Young bochrim. It's easy. I said already, when I was a bocher in Konovich, I told you that. Leil Shabbos, the Suda Shabbos in Yeshiva was 10 minutes. It was a race who will finish to eat quicker to be first in Bismedrash. My table, you know, I was manning that we ate for 12 minutes, we sang two zmiras. All the yeshiva thought that mamash like off the derech. This was the man. Everyone wrote 10 minutes, I ate 12 minutes. We had two zmiras, we sang. And I'm not sure about menag, and I got someone to help. Yeah. Then Leil Shabbos, and I'm behind. All the bochum went up to Bismedrash, you sat in your seat, and the race was who doesn't get up to the bathroom. Sorry to say that like that, but this was the race. Unofficial, you know. How much hours are you sitting and learning straight? You sat 7, 8 hours straight, 9 hours straight. This was Leil Shabbos. Shabbos day, everyone was there. Shabbos, everyone was there. It's the whole that takes away this koyach. This is the time that a person sits and learn. It's winter. You got to find, not to go to the bad places, you go to the good places, you finish a suda in an hour. You can live from 6 to 12 Leil Shabbos. You could sleep 12 hours after it. 7th of the morning, and by day, you can manage. You can live 6 festa hours Leil Shabbos. Doesn't say you have the whole Shabbos afternoon to rest. Come to the Shemayim, what you will answer? I went to eat kishke bayenem, fish bayenem. It's a bizoyim. What you did Leil Shabbos? Nothing. What you did Friday? Nothing. I was up Leil Shishi. Maybe learn the hour Leil Shishi. Yeah? Oh, but this is the krech for the Yitzhahor. The Yitzhahor takes away. So what he does, Yeshiva Bochi, you're already Isaac in the Chitzonius of Shabbos, but the Neshama from Shabbos, I'm saying it's going. It's a halachat Shulchan Aruch. Kriyas HaTorah is in Shabbos. Shtei Mikra was in Shabbos. Chadash Chedushim is in Shabbos. It's halachas. I'm not speaking about the Nyoni from Zoya. I'm thinking, an aloches kibshutai. This is the base of Shabbos. But the Yetzer Hara will not let you feel it. If a person sits and learns on Shabbos, the Goyim says, times 6, 1, 3. You know what it means? So if you learn 6 hours on Shabbos, you have another bach that didn't learn Shabbos, and you learn Shabbos. You're not skipping him in 6 hours. You're skipping him in 613 times 6. I don't want to have a mistake, so I'm not saying it again. Yeah, how much it comes out to. Yeah? That book you will answer. Make the cheshbon alone, yeah? You know how much hours people are in zuchsim, you know, they do Mordechai Tzadik, a yeshiva, you know, you pay 5 days, you get. I mean, I think in one little Shabbos, you can learn more the hours if you get all the zuchsim from all the Mordechai Tzadik in the ganze world. Yeah? You know how much mitzvahs you could get? It's about tashchis not to do it. It's about tashchis. The Goyen said, the Biskarov said once, people think, sad, but you know, so much guys battle tzach in Gehenim, you know, I'll be with the Oilam together, yeah? Same, we went together to the plaza for Shabbos, we'll be in Gehenim together, the same crowd, yeah? So the Goyen said, as in Oilam HaEmes, is Eretz Tzio. What is Eretz Tzio? Zog the Goyen, it's big and big and big. You sit lonely. There's no crowd. Don't worry. There's enough place for everyone. It's a genug platz for allem in dort. It's big and big and big. There's no end. There's no end. There's no end. Don't make a cheshbon. A lot of people are battle tzach. It's a gonish. These people don't exist. The person has to chap himself. He wants to have the avodah of Shabbos. To take the learning. To sit and learn. Kal v'chomer when you bachim, and kal v'chomer when you're not bachim, chas v'shalom. Well, Shabbos. I'm saying, if you become chas v'shalom, oisa bachim, there's no p'tur. Mishbu says, zechir to learn the whole Shabbos. If you're a bachim, then you slept an hour. It's the episode kulef, and the episode a little bit to sleep. Shmin rov, in the beginning, slept a little bit Shabbos afternoon, before you start. But the Yitzhahor doesn't let. I'm telling you now, you heard it. If I would tell you it's a segula, you know, in the gates of Kever Rochel, it's an episode of segula, you see, Pitam, everyone goes, yeah? But learning, meaning, yeah? But everyone goes. Episode of segula, they tell you it's a whole Indian. They tell them it's an Indian to go like Bohima to Miron, the Eilam march up to Miron. It's an Indian. They tell you, Leil Shabbos to learn 613. And you can't do it. Because the Yitzhahor knows what will happen if you will do it. You'll be a different person. And I'm telling you, it's Bodukum Menusa. Try a couple Shabbosas. To learn 7, 8 hours Lel Shabbos. It doesn't disturb the week. It mamish doesn't disturb. You learn Lel Shabbos. Eat an hour. 6:30 could be over the meal. Turn into 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock by night. You have Shachis, you eat, you go to sleep. Right? Sunday morning, you'll be a different person. But you have to chap, you have to try to go into it. You have to start to do it. This is Shabbos Matan Torah. So basically, the learning doesn't have to be dafka and by day. So in the summer, maybe more by day. In the winter, more by night. But this is the yesod of Shabbos. So it's a bris. And this is basically goy shelo matoiro chayev misa v'goy sheshovas chayev misa. It's not stamp two different things. It's both things that a goy cannot do. Goy shelo matoiro is chayev misa. Everything else he could do. Goy does a chesed. Gesundheit, welcome. Goy blows a shofar. Sure enough. But it's not chayev misa. Goy sheshovas chayev misa. Goy shelo matoiro chayev misa. It's together. It's a present that belongs to us, and they're tied with each other. And b'Shabbos nitna Torah. This is the Tzuras HaDvorim. And it's a bris. Be'etzim, the Torah is also a bris. Hashem gave us the bris. Shteluchis avonim hoirim b'yodoy. V'kosuv b'em shmira Shabbos. It's kosuv 10 more things. V'kosuv b'em shmira Shabbos. Shmira Shabbos, azevi da'anoichi v'lo yir lecho. The third one is the Shabbos. It's aseres HaDvorim. It's not stam a mitzvah. It's aseres HaDvorim. This is Shabbos. A little bit to touch Oynek Shabbos. Again, I know the Moshe in Shabbos. One of the Ma'acholim. We'll speak a little bit the Machshav of the Ma'acholim a little bit. The Chab. Next, I will speak about Shabbos. שרשודס לא עושים לבוי, אבל שבס בידי עונג שבס. אז שתית נהלוך, you eat fish in Shabbos, right? Why we eat fish in Shabbos? Well, the ma'acholim that we eat is fish. Ha'oichel, they say it's a remes. Ha'oichel dag, b'yoyim dag, it's the seventh day, Dalet Gimel, nitzol midag, midina shel Gehenem. Ha'oichel dag, b'yoyim dag, nitzol midag, midina shel Gehenem. Tzvorim shteit, why you have to eat dag? Dog, first, it's because it's one eating to eat by night. אוינס תמי לחכומי מלל שבס, לל שבס, שניפר וניר בקדוגים. Before you say it's more from that. And all of the different מאכולים and animals, I'm all you could shecht, it could become a treife. Fish, you could break it in two. It stays kosher. It can't become treife. If it's kosher, it's kosher. A yid has to be, stay kosher. Rabbi Yishlein, we eat it and we have kavonis. The kavonis are pshutas, I'm speaking now, not the kavonis are gdolis. So when you eat the fish, we ask the Rabbi Yishlein that our zera will never be miskalkel. We ourselves will never become psul. Amaz the zachis. And the animals, you're not allowed to eat the dam, the chelev, the gidanoshe. And the fish, you're allowed to eat all of it. So again, we ask the Rabbi Yishlein, shiyu kol ma'aseinu merutzim lefonecho. Kedogim. Shabbos kodesh, kul kulo yeh kodesh. So this is the second kavanah yimechaven when you eat the dagim. The third kavanah yimechaven, what the Gemara says, that is no ainore, that dogim shebayam, amechusim, is no ainore and dogim. So also the ainore will not be shelet on klal Yisrael. There's more kavanahs in dogim. But these are the poshta kavanahs. These are the poshta kavanahs. Also, in a dag, you can't find a treife. No treife, it doesn't have simonim, it doesn't have simonim, but you can't find a treife. Masha'inkin and all the animals, even if everything is okay, even if you don't, even if you shecht it kmoshe tzorich, amon it's a treife. A dag cannot be a treife. If it's a kosher, I mean, it stays kosher. And I've added a little bit more ba'oimik is that the yisoid of chayesef dagim is b'mayim. Dag cannot live without mayim. So that's Mr. Gemara, but Rabbi Akiva told Papus that Klal Yisrael cannot manage without Torah. A person has to believe there's no musik without Torah. There's no musik, I'll be a Bal Chesed, I'll be a Toymech. A Yid cannot be, without Torah there's no Yiddishkeit. Yiddishkeit is only with Torah. Torah. As if a fish cannot live without Torah, there's no milus of a Yid if he doesn't have Torah around. And again, this ties in because Be'etzim, Shabbos and Torah is the Zel Bezach. So these are the kavonos pshutas when a person eats fish. That's what I know I'm saying. The maschilim, not people that are holding and say this. This when you eat the fish, this is the kavonos that you have to think when you eat the fish. Now a person has to know, and I know Be'etzim, I'm saying with the analogous of most choshev people, I'm saying, I mean maschilim choshev, yeah? That people think that the mitzvah of fish is shaychis to Leil Shabbos. Yet ikar oinik Shabbos is by day. Shalashut is also. We might get to eat fish 3 times. You come to a place, they don't serve fish. I get a little piece of fish, please. I get a little piece of fish. A lot of fish, maybe you have tuna. Have such a hanoga. The mele, with the years, the fish will be by you a achille. In my house, my wife knows, there's a lot of guests pitam. So, you know, we're running out of fish. So, my wife runs, she takes a piece of fish, she hides it. She knows, she has to take it out, because... So she steals on the table a piece of fish, she hides it, knowing that the kids cannot find it, that chotsh, we could be. She knows, I'm not going to have a kazai's fish, chotsh on the shudas. We go to a simcha, sometimes they don't sit, they serve your liver. You go to the kitchen, please, we can get fish. Why I'm saying it's so important to do it? I'm speaking by emes, you know, here's small oil, we're speaking by, you know, by yedidus. This is the way to make the achille of Shabbos eilik. The way you make the Achille of Shabbos Kodesh, the Achille of Shabbos to be Kodesh, is that the Maise Achilles that you do in Shabbos, you don't do them over La Seicha. You eat fish as Kavonis. You mark me to eat it in every Suda. Even it's a Tircha. So then the Achilles fish by you becomes a Choshev Ezar. If not, when they serve fish, I eat the fish. When they serve sushi, I eat sushi. But when they don't serve, I don't eat. So there's no Chashivis to the fish. You eat it because it's Gishmak. I'm also salmon, I'm also that. No, I'm not going to eat fish. I'm not going to eat fish. I'm not holding down the madrigas, I'm only doing Shem Shomayim. I'm allowed to enjoy. But I'm makbid to have fish in every Seder. Sometimes it's very hard for him to eat fish. He doesn't like fish. Shabbos says something is very hard for him. But I ask him, tuna you like? Somebody ask, please, if I can get tuna. If it's a different kind of fish, be sure to get that fish. Be sure. This is the way to Eifel. It's Hashem. Next week will be Mamshah.